Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
I know it's a whole bunch of motherfucking LeBron haters. I am not a fan of LeBron James. I'm really not.
I'm a LeBron hater.
Reggie Miller. Can I finish, man?
Go ahead.
I am a Reggie Miller fan. Reggie Miller is the best player ever to me. But you got to give that man his props. To take what he got on that squad right now to the NBA Finals, you got to give that man his props.
Okay, hold on.
Can I say something before you say?
Wait, hold on one second. Dude, now, like I said, we're not gonna harp on this the whole show, but come on, man, the man handpicked his team. Who the fuck got rid of your whole damn team mid season to pick these guys? So if you lose, you can't get mad. You handpicked all these motherfuckers. Come on, man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe all I'm going to say for LeBron for this. All I'm going to say for LeBron this year is better than lucky than good. He just been lucky this year. That's all it's about, his luckness this year. He's still a great player. He was lucky on game 7 against Boston, and he was lucky on the game 7 against my Pacers. He was lucky.
Dude, hold on. First of all, let's just get one thing straight. I'm not a LeBron fan either, but the man ain't lucky. The man just that goddamn good. I mean, just got to.
What I say about luckiness, you finally have your player shoot. When this man is averaging, 42 points a game in the playoffs,
or
37.8, you finally got his player to shoot.
At the end of the day, the man's great.
He's in the top five. He's in the top five. I will give him that much.
What's up, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I had to make sure I brought you in quick. The last time you cussed me off and I bring you in right away. How was that? Was that fast enough for you?
She did tell you a new asshole that day.
Your last name was like, fuck you, fuck this show, fuck y'all. Did I get you in fast enough?
I said yes, that was fine. Thank you very much.
All right, let's move on then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
Yeah. You know what?
Hey, Cass, my bad. I was going to tell you, you saw it before. I did break my TV the same way I touched your entertainment center.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like I said, if nobody ever saw it, they wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, sit your slap rock ass down some damn way. You get bad news.
That's what I mean.
That's fucked up when you literally touch something and it explodes. Yeah. I guess now you think you got some type of superpowers, huh?
No, I just said, man, nobody ever seen it. They wouldn't believe it.
All right, so what's going on in y'all world? Shit. I'm tired. I ain't going to need a lie to y'all. I've been working my ass off. I'm tired of the motherfucker. Hey, man. Hey, I got to tell you, Bear. You know, we got some listeners over the pond out in Australia. They weren't impressed with the top 10 last week, man. They weren't impressed with the movies.
Hey, it ain't my list. I didn't put the list together. I told everybody.
It ain't my motherfucking list, though.
I don't give a fuck. Love basketball should have been number one anyway.
So did Sin City overseas come up with a top 10 for it then?
I'm sure nobody want to hear no more top 10. I'm sure nobody wants to hear no more top 10.
No, don't get into that shit this week, man. No.
no top 10. All right, check this out, man. I'm going to play this song. It's a Pusha T song. And then when we come back, I got something to say about this motherfucking Pusha T, man.
Hold on. Before you play this song, have you heard it before? Because that shit you played last week was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, this.
You know you got to screen his calls, Cass. Got to screen his calls.
Say what, right,
man? Don't play the song. Don't play the song, bro.
All right, hold on, man. I'm having some Hold that thought, man. I'm having some difficulties right quick. Move on. I'll be back.
All right, check this out, y'all. Let me ask y'all this. I was told that I should have a ladies' night on Sin City where the ladies get to run the show.
Yeah.
Nah. that we got to sit back, kick back, and let the ladies run the show. Ladies, are y'all willing to take that responsibility?
Yeah, if y'all willing to listen and not chime in.
Wait, ho.
In
okay.
What world they ain't going to chime in?
All right, now check this out. Now, if y'all got a legitimate, I mean, we ain't trying to hit no whole show full of mailbags.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. To you, it's male bashing. To us, it's not.
Okay. All right. See, that's my whole point, but okay.
To us, it's just truth. Truth being spoken right. Through words.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I tell you what. Let's do this. I'm going to give you a topic. And I want to hear what y'all got to say about it. Cool. Can we do that?
Yeah. I mean, because y'all be taking things personal. You know, we be talking about who we know. If we're talking about people we know and that things we've been through, then it's just truth. It's not male bashing.
All right, well, let's talk about kids. Now, when
kids.
I mean kids, I mean the significant other's kids.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, can we get some truth? Like, do y'all really love these significant other's kids? Or, I mean, like, I don't know how many situations y'all have been in where y'all had y'all significant others, y'all dudes, kids around y'all, but let's just say they had more than one kid. Did you love all the kids the same?
Cash, you can't give them a male situation. You have to give them a female.
That's a male situation. Dude, stop. This ain't for you. I said female. You're a female, then you can add on. Nah.
I mean,
once again,
okay,
like,
so for me, I would say yes, I did. And I still do. So it's not when I left him, I was just like, oh, fuck his kids or anything like that. She's still in my life.
Okay.
But
fuck
everybody not like that. I'm not going to say every woman is the same either. Some women are not like that. Some women are with the man. Some women are just with the man. And that's all they want to be with. They don't really want the kids. They'll say that they love the child, and they'll act like they do in front of the man or their significant other. But that child no different. The child no different, and that woman no different.
Okay. Delightful.
Delightful doing kid pickup. Give me a minute.
Now but we got to talk because she can't even speak.
Well, I can offer because I've had plenty of friends to tell me,
they love the child,
but they really don't.
I feel like yes, I love the kids. However, after we're done, I still love them, still will do anything for them, but I feel like the situation changes once another mate is brought in or they get older. Like, it's just not the same as when y'all were together.
What was rude?
Hey, you just cut Janine off.
Oh, I didn't even hear her talking. My bad.
She probably didn't hear me. It's
everybody heard you. she was like, yes. She said yes first. And you kept talking, and then he said yes again. I'm the only
okay,
one that's
talking.
I'm
said
just, I'm
just I was sorry. I was in Dave and Buster's. I couldn't hear.
I'm just fucking with you, man. Don't worry about it.
All right, so, now, with that being said, you know, you said it, things change. So what if in that kid's mind, they still love you just like they loved you from the get-go? Don't you think that's kind of wrong to just be like, oh, well, shit didn't change now? Hello? What the fuck? How you gonna say something and jump back off the show?
I mean, if you want all the background noise, then, I mean, I could stay on the phone.
I mean, I'm asking a question and you're not responding.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Oh, Lord.
All right, hold on, man. I got a question for you, dog. We hit on this about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm going to see if you changed up. All right, now we both got daughters. You got daughters. You got all girls. I got a girl. Wick, you don't count because you got a boy and a girl. If your daughter, I'm going to give you two scenarios. If your daughter came home and said she was gay, would you disown her? And if you found out your daughter was dancing in the club, would you disown her?
No.
No to both?
No, I wouldn't disown her. I mean, I'd be disappointed, but I wouldn't disown her.
Well, how would you tell her you were disappointed? How would you have that conversation?
I mean, now, okay, if it was the gay thing...
Why are you disappointed? Because she's gay. I'm not understanding that one.
Because I don't want my daughter to be gay, motherfucker. What you mean?
I mean, I'd rather have my daughter gay than my son gay. I can understand if it was a boy gay.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm a big hypocrite on this.
Don't start that bullshit tonight.
There's no.
Yep, we're going to end that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Really, dog?
I don't give
really,
a fuck
man.
Tonight, nigga. I'm tired of this bullshit. Damn. That motherfucker had a hard enough day. Now, I ain't finna keep trying to argue with no motherfucker on my show. No, I'm not doing it no goddamn more.
Go ahead with your answer, man.
Nah. Shit. Now, to answer your question, simple. If she was gay, I wouldn't even bring it up to her. Now, my personal feelings about it, I'd probably be disappointed or upset. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's just me. I mean, I probably wouldn't just feel like, okay, it's cool. But, no, I wouldn't bring it up to her because at the end of the day, that's, you know, I mean, that's what she want to do. You know, she can't help who she loves. I'll say that.
Well,
Hold on a sec.
Let me piggyback off of what you just said. Okay, so you wouldn't have a conversation with her, right?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would just, like, you know what? I would be like, is that what you want? Are you sure? Is this what you want? And if she said yeah, and that's that. Now,
okay.
The pole thing, the dancing on the pole, yeah, I got to, yeah. We finna fuss, fight, and argue about that one.
But she's grown, man.
Don't matter. I mean, you can pick
She's
them up.
She's not living in
like
your
I
house.
Said, I don't give a fuck. Look, You can't help who you love. But dancing on the pole is an option.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to flip it. All right, Janine, I'm going to go to you. Your son is with Chippendales. That's the male dancers, right? From Chippendale Dudes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, wait.
You
stop,
find out.
Stop. Hold on, man. Chippendale. Come on, man. You might as well say he was at a club. No, man. You found out your son's stage name is Slippery When Wet. Shit. He one of this motherfucker. He ain't no Chippendale.
Hey, that's the only dance. I'm the only male dancers I can think of. Anyway, he dancing in the motherfucking male strip club. One of your partners call you and tell you your son on the stage. How do you handle it? How do you handle it?
I guess
you wouldn't go to the club and smack his ass off?
No. Oh, my son got him like that, and I guess he got him like that.
Go and say what your mama can do to the shoulder. Yeah, my boy. That's my boy.
I guess it's different for boys than it would now. If it was my daughter, yeah, I wouldn't want that. But my son, I don't know. I just look at it different.
What's the difference? Well, hold on. What is the difference? I don't know.
It's the thing. I couldn't see my daughter, but yes, my son. Hey, it's about
I
six or seven.
I wouldn't want either one of my kids doing it, but it would be more acceptable for my son than my daughter.
I wouldn't go watch it, but.
Oh, but you ain't got no problem with your girls going there and watching your son shake his dick on the stage. You ain't got no problem with that, though, right?
No, I really don't.
How they let me tell you how to see that boy on there? You raised him right. I tell you, raised him right.
So y'all would have a problem with y'all sons being on the stage?
Hell no. Go ahead, boy. Get
that ass up.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what
I'm
saying.
Not me.
Not you,
Bob. Over conservative ass up. Hey, how'd you know? You don't even got a son.
I'm saying if I did have one and somebody called me and told me he was shaking his shit on the stage, goddamn right, I'm turning that motherfucker out. You could at least
you gonna go
in
there and snatch yourself. Wait a minute, you gonna go snatch a grown ass man off stage?
Exactly.
Goddamn right. Male or female, I'm snatching them both off the stage. They could be a brother sister team in that motherfucker. I'm snatching both hands off stage.
And come on, at the end of the day, man, let's keep it 100 on here. We put our daughters on the pedestal. We do. I mean, we don't want our little girls doing it. But like she said, I mean, the boys, I mean, yeah, you love them and you're going to take care of them and do this, that, and the other. But you're not going to sit there. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
I mean, of course I won't batter. I'm not saying like, I'm not about to. Of course you won't batter for him, but if that's what he out there doing, no, I'm not about to be upset and go snatch him up off the stage or something like that. Shit, hope he making enough money. You tell him to be careful and be safe. That's what I tell him.
All right, not the license. You got a son, right? She disappeared again. Right there.
Yes.
All right, you snatched him off the stage. What you doing?
Not snatching him off the stage. Letting him do what he do.
I don't see no.
Y'all crazy.
I
might even send my friends to go see him. my associates. not the aunties, but you know, the associates. I might send them to him. Give him a couple dollars.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if I had a crush on your friend when I was a kid, and she come up there now, I'm wiggling my dick all up in her face. Hey, you see what you've been missing? I see what you've been missing all these years. Yeah, I'm grown now.
At that point, you're grown. I don't know how I feel about all that, but I mean, you know.
All right, so now, let's go. Let's go one step farther.
Oh God!
One of your friends sleep with him.
Yeah.
That's murder, like man. That's a case. That's a case for me.
Man, let the women ask the question. Your friends, and now we know that. We know that in our eyes, yeah, that's a thing. Motherfucker, that's instantly, we got a kid. But do women think that way? That's what the point I'm trying to get to, bro. Do women think that way? Like, dude, you be like, okay, this motherfucker slept with my son. I'm finna kill this bitch. Or y'all like, okay, you stupid motherfucker was sleeping with him.
A little bit of both.
Well, you know what, man? I'm not a woman, but I think that's universal. I think women will react the same way a father would. A mother would react the same way.
You know what? I don't think a lot of women, because I've seen a lot of situations where, I mean, they were upset, but they didn't react the way that we would.
Women seem to be more tolerable of the situation and have expected, you know, with the whole cougar and dating a young man, friend or no friend. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to boys, we're just a whole lot more lenient.
Okay, well, you a mother, how would you react? Your son slept with one of your friends. How do you react to your friend?
I had a whole problem with it. Me and the friend are no longer friends, but at the end of the day, I mean, I can say I don't want him to do it. I can tell both of them to stop doing it. Don't mean that's going to happen.
Okay, so what if they get into a relationship?
Oh, no. No, no. No,
you going to disown your kid?
Never. Nothing
is on
the child.
Okay, so
you know
what you gonna do?
I guess she gotta go.
Well, he
ain't
gotta go.
That situation, so I can't really say what I'm gonna do, but.
That would be on a friend, man. I mean, what fucking kind of friend would date your child?
My son may be a hell of a friend.
In front of you.
Okay. I know of a situation. I know of a situation, and that's why I asked, because I heard about it. And it was that, you know, these two ladies, they were friends. They weren't lifelong childhood friends, but they, you know, they became friends. They became real close, you know. And the son came over. She sees the son, and she's like, man, I am attracted to your son. And she told him, I gotta see what your son about. Now the lady was like, you know, we all grown. You do what you do, but I mean, hey. And she wound up being in a relationship with the son. Now it did put a strain on their friendship because they're no longer friends. But now the son fell in love with her, and now her and the son are together. And to top it off. The son. Now, here's the trick. the son falls on hard times. The son falls on hard times, but he's still with the lady. Ma, we need. I need to come stay with you for a minute, just to get back on my feet. We need to come stay with you for a minute to get back on my feet.
Yeah, all right.
The ex friend,
they're a couple. They are a couple. They're a couple. Now, hold on now.
Hold on, brother.
The lifer. You said that there's no, you would never turn your child away. Or what did you say?
No. I said I would never disown my child. But you and her ain't finna come live with me. She gonna have to hold it down.
So my question is, he's homeless. He's homeless. He's doing bad right now.
Okay,
he
can come home.
But he's not leaving without her.
Well, I don't know what that one is. Looks like you need to call your daddy or go over her mama's house.
You it. Ain't nobody else but you.
Well, then you're making the choice to be homeless then. Because I said you can come home and she got to find somewhere to go. You making that choice. So if you want to be homeless, you homeless. I gave you an option and a place to stay.
So you would be driving down the street and you see him and her sitting on the bench. You would have been keep driving.
Seriously, you want to pull on heartstrings and stuff?
Okay.
He on the bench. Him and her on the bench. But hey, he likes you good and bad.
You know what? I personally believe that my son ain't that dumb.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on for a second. Now I know there's somebody out there listening in another land. I know somebody out there listening in another land that's actually going through this. Call us 563-999-3059. Somebody in this world is going through this right now. We want to hear about it. 563. What is up with all of that?
What is up with all what? What are you talking about?
Y'all don't hear all that static?
Mm-mm.
Y'all didn't hear that? Number's 563-999-3059. Call us. Let us know what's going on. I know somebody out there going through this. How you handling? All right, go ahead, bro.
So are y'all letting them come home? Because
I am. I'm not doing it. I'm not. My son can come, my daughter can come, but my friend, no, I don't see that happening. I cannot see that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? She should be well established.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, y'all say okay. That's y'all opinion. All right, I respect that. You mean? What about you?
First, no, we will not be friends any longer. If they decide to get into a relationship, you know, then that's on them. She is not welcome. If they ever get into, you know, dire straits, they are not coming to live with me. And that didn't matter. I wouldn't do that for any of my kids that's not married. Your significant other and you cannot come live in the house.
You know what? I agree with that. If you're not married, I agree with that 100%. I really do. If you're not married, you're not shacking up in my motherfucking house. No, not going to happen. I agree with that 100%. I am totally down with that whole situation right now.
Okay. Have you ever shacked up, bro?
Say that again.
Have I ever shacked up?
Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah, I've shacked up before.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not letting my kids do it. Fuck that. I ain't doing that shit, man. If you're not married, you.
Well,
my father's
case,
like that, man.
Well, if that's the case, just like my son wants his girlfriend to come, you know, he would say, oh, well, I could just let my girlfriend come spend the night whenever. Then I could just let them all shack up there. Let all of them come with their significant others and just come live in the house and sleep in the room together and all that. No, I'm not doing that.
Now,
I agree with you.
And I understand what y'all saying, and I agree with y'all. But now here's they were living together. They had their own crib, everything. It just, they just fell on hard. Something happened. Lost his job. Something happened. Whatever the case is, just couldn't pay the rent.
Yeah, we understand that. So he could come stay with me, and she could go stay somewhere else, and therefore they won't be homeless. She got people too. She ain't by herself.
Okay, but
they don't have to stay together. If they decide to stay together, then they gonna find some place for them to go.
Okay. Damn. Everybody getting upset.
Nobody getting upset. I'm just saying. They gonna make
that choice
together.
We getting upset.
I'm just saying, they're going to make that choice together. If they decide they don't want to be apart, then they will find somewhere to go. But, you know, my son could come stay with me. She could go stay with someone else until they get back on their feet and they find their place together again.
Okay.
And let me add on a time limit. You cannot stay forever on a time limit. You got 60 to 90 days.
You got life fucked up. All right, Doc, I'm going to give you a prime example, man. Just bear with me, man. Bear with me. All right, 10 years from now, it's your birthday. Lil Zach said, I'm going to bring my boyfriend to meet you on your birthday, 10 years from now. And that boyfriend turned out to be me. You get all mad, blog Skippy. 2 years later, we struggling. I say, well, Colin, you know, your dad got that big ass house. Call and see if he'll let us stay there. What you gonna do?
First of all, you didn't hear what I said, because I see you trying to be funny. But like I said, the first thing I said is they got childhood friends, but they grew close. Now, furthermore, to answer your question, that means you've been looking at my daughter all the time. So I'm pretty much going to blow your motherfucking head off.
You know I'm always giving her candy. Always giving her candy.
I mean,
oh, my goodness.
I'm going to give you something.
I'm just saying, dog. I mean, when you put it like that, it's a little different, man. That's all I'm saying.
You flipped the whole motherfucking thing of what I was saying. I didn't say that. See, this part, you trying to make it come.
I know you didn't say that.
I put a little twist on it. Okay, I don't want to hear
you. I know that ain't what you said.
Okay, so why are you putting a twist on it? We asked the question. Just answer the question. You ain't got to put the twist on it. I mean, you said, no, they can't do it. All right, cool. That's different. I mean, why the fuck would you be around why would you date my child? You a sick-ass individual.
Well, man, you know what, man? Since you want to get all technical about it.
Say something else, nigga.
Say something else, nigga.
I'm just saying, dog. You twisted it totally wrong. I mean, and that was the first words I said that wasn't for, that they wasn't childhood friends. So, y'all, now you compare apples and oranges.
To me, that wouldn't even matter. It wouldn't even matter to me if we were childhood friends or not.
Or any friends.
Still to the fact that if we became friends and you are looking at my child in that way, as far away from the age group that y'all are, what do y'all even have in common? Then that means me and you can't be friends because I don't understand you. Why would you do something like that?
Well, now, okay.
Right, you not even on my level.
The one part that I did leave out is that they're friends, but it's an age difference with the two ladies. It's an age difference.
Okay.
Technically, the friend is closer to the son's age than the mother.
Oh, well, that's totally different.
How's that different? That ain't different. It's still the same
because
damn thing.
Because if I became friends with somebody younger than me, then I'm not even looking at her in that way. I'm probably treating her like one of my children. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a different relationship.
No, I don't.
That's a different relationship.
I don't see what you're saying.
Because it kind of comes like
your
little
sister.
Oh,
it's still your child.
Then that becomes like
it's
my little
your
sister
child,
or
though.
Something like that. Not somebody like that's my age group.
So
okay.
Let me get this straight. So if me and you friends, and you 1 year younger than me, you treat me like your little brother.
Year. He's talking about if you were closer to my child's age. If you're closer to my child's age, not my age.
I understand that, but let me ask you this. What would you have in common with somebody that's close to your child's age in the first place where y'all would even be friends?
We're not, and that's why I said if we're doing things together, then you're more like I'm treating you probably like one of my kids. Somebody I'm helping or something like that.
And she's
kind of
taking you under her wing, and just
exactly.
Because you're younger don't mean your mentality is that way either.
I'm mentoring her or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to help her along her way. That don't mean we going out to the club together and all this and that, you know. It don't have to mean that.
Okay, but I want to totally shift it. I got a question. So what happens, I'm like totally changing it, but what happens for the fellas if your friend's daughter did come to you, she's crushed on you for whatever throughout her years, came to you and told you that she loved you and wanted a relationship with you. How do you handle that? And do you tell him after you let her down if that's what you decide to do?
I didn't say that.
Say that again.
So, okay, for instance, let's say Timer's daughter came to you and was like, you know, I've liked you since, you know, middle school, whatever, blase. I want to be in a relationship with you or I'm in love with you, hypothetically. How do you handle that? And do you tell him?
Yeah, I do. I tell him this. Hey, dog, look. I don't know what the hell. Because, I mean, my thing is this. Okay, I look at his daughter like, okay, that's my niece. So I've been looking at his daughter like my niece from the day she was born. So, yeah, I'm probably going to look at her like, what the fuck is your problem? You know, I'm uncle. I'm not boyfriend. I'm not. I've been there since she was born. I've been there from day one. So, yeah, I'm been like, hey, dude, you need to talk to you. Something going on with your daughter. I would think something
okay,
was really going on with her.
But this is not, okay. I mean, I'm using y'all for example, but in this case,
y'all saying, you know, this is a friend that y'all met along the way. So this is just, I mean, you know, a friend and they're doing a crushing on you.
I would still tell him. I would not touch his daughter. I don't give a fuck how long we've been friends. We could have been friends 2 days ago. I'm not going to touch this fucking little girl. And I would tell him. That's crossing the line to me. You don't, that's fucked up.
I concur.
I was
just wondering, do you actually, you know, just talk her through it and not let that bag out? Or do y'all actually tell them? Okay.
I would tell my friend.
No,
I would tell her to back off.
I would tell simply because if it ever got out, I mean, you know, that trust factor between me and him is gone. You know,
no trust. And I, me the way I think, I'm sitting up thinking like, did this motherfucker actually fuck my daughter? That shit would be in my fucking head. I would never look at that motherfucker the same. If he didn't tell me. If I found out, you know, later on and he didn't tell me, I would look at that motherfucker totally different. It would be very hostile. I'm going to pull around catch a case.
But see, like I say, and that's why I was asking a question for the women, because I know how we think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm not saying that, you know, there's no right or wrong way to think about this, but I just don't think women are just that, like Jadine said, we'll never be friends, we won't talk, but you would not say he couldn't do it, right? I mean,
no.
Voice your opinion.
No, if that's what he chooses to do, I can't stop him, you know, we can't stop none of our kids, hell, from doing what they want to do, and that's what he chooses to do, but that don't mean I have to agree with it. The same thing with our parents. Didn't agree with a lot of shit we did.
Well, you can't use our parents. that's a beat down. That's a fight. Back in them days, that's a fight.
Oh goodness.
You know what? I don't really know about it. Go ahead, Jadine. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, now you just have to learn to stand on your own 2 feet without their help. Because you knew they didn't agree with what they, you know, what you was doing, so you said you had to do it on your own. That's what we learned.
Well, you know what? I grew up hearing, when you graduate, your ass out of here.
Shout out
but
to that.
But ask somebody to go when you graduate.
I believe she would, but she ain't never did that to me yet. But I believe that it might be a moment.
Not just a threat.
Right.
They don't mean that shit. It's just a threat.
No.
I went
no,
to the circus here.
No.
I believed her. She's going to put me out. You know, that's just
no,
a threat.
I really wasn't so much worried about putting me out. It's just shit. I just got tired of the rule shit.
But that was their way. They piled on those rules so your ass can leave.
Well, no, I got put out. No, I got put out.
You know.
I ain't know that
too,
at all.
So don't feel bad.
I honestly feel like I was grown enough to make a baby. It was time for me to go. I think I stayed 6 months after I had my son.
But would y'all put y'all kid out? Would y'all put y'all kid out?
At what age?
Shit, they grown. Any age.
I would always allow them to have a place to be.
Your kid's 21. Let's say 21.
I don't think my kids don't stay will be that long.
I mean, I ain't going to make it easy for them, but I ain't going to just put them out on the
street. You know what? And I feel the same. My rules is not going to change. My rules is going to stay the same to the point where I might not have enforced those rules while you are actually living with me as a teenager. I might not enforce all those rules. But if you here as an adult, I'm going to enforce them that much harder. Just so you can, hey, because it's either one or two things. You either going to, hey, you either going to barbecue a meal, dude. Now, which one you want to do? But you're not finna do it. I'm not finna make it easy. It's not going to be easy.
But I think there's some kids that need to be put out. I mean, I'm just being all the way honest. There's some that just don't want to leave the nest. Like, for instance, my brother. He left, came back, left, came back. But he doesn't really desire to really stay by himself. And unless she really pushes him, I don't think he really going to go anywhere.
Hey, I got a cousin that's like 46, still living with his grandmama. So,
nah, hell, see, he need to be kicked out.
Ain't never been on his own ever.
I'm gonna tell you now, my brother, and if anybody is friends with me, all you gotta do is like catch him on Facebook Live. You would think that my brother had the nicest crib ever. You would be like, damn, that dude got a nice ass crib. Look at, he eating steaks, he eating good. I mean, damn. I mean, cause my brother can cook his ass off. He can cook his ass. I told you, he missed his calling as a chef. All that shit. He really learned from my mother. And, you know, my mother's a cook, so. He really learned that shit. I mean, he took the shit to the heart. I learned enough to get by. He really, like, mastered the shit. But to watch one of his Facebook lives, you would be like, damn, dude, doing it big time. Yeah, because this is all we eat is porterhouse steaks here. We don't eat nothing less. We don't eat that. I mean, drinking good, eating good. But he's doing all this shit from my mother's basement.
He said we don't eat none less. Key word. Gotta listen to them context clues.
You know what? I never even thought about it like that, but I guess you got a point. Because he'll tell you in a heartbeat, we over here eating good. We eating great. I mean, look at this. Porterhouse steaks. No, we don't eat nothing but the best. Oh, I finna cook me a shrimp. I finna make a shrimp salad. And I mean, he just goes in. I mean, you would be like, damn, this motherfucker balling. Ain't he goddamn? Little brother had to come up. Now, if you didn't know anybody, you would swear he is, but it aggravates the shit out of me because I'm like, that's my motherfucking mama's house. That's my mama's house right there. You know? The motherfuckers call me like, damn, man, where's your brother? Damn, your brother got to be. He literally took a tour of the house, upstairs, the basement. I mean, yeah, you know, check this out. The basement is like a whole nother house, you know? You know, this is where I like to relax and chill at when I want to. No, motherfucker, that's where you live at. And the motherfucker, and then have the audacity, the motherfucking nerve. And Janine, I think you can attest to this because I remember you saying it on the show one time prior. The motherfucker don't want to let nobody down there. kids ain't allowed. Y'all get the fuck up out of here. Hey man, motherfucker, you don't own nothing.
Oh my goodness.
Kids can't come in the basement because he got his ass down now. I'm asleep.
Motherfucker, that's where the kids go, in the basement.
Exactly. That's the beauty of being the baby. I promise it's the beauty.
Man.
I have a question.
What's up?
How do you know, and I guess this goes for men and women, because I'm sure we've all been in, you know, various relationships, whatever. How do you truly know if that your significant other takes to your kids or really love your kids, or are they just pretending to love them just because y'all together?
They'll show it. They'll show it eventually.
You know what? I'm going to tell you.
No, because I'm serious, because, I mean, I've seen people actually adopt the kids. You know what I'm saying? Put the kids in their name, everything, and then as soon as y'all break up, they don't see them no more.
You know what? I think with a situation like that is like, now, this is just my personal opinion. Yeah, if that person, okay, let's say, how many kids are we talking? If you have multiple kids,
mm-hmm.
and he only takes to one, or she only takes to one, yeah, I think that's kind of that's just my book is a red flag, because it's like, okay, mm-hmm. you really ain't trying to be bothered with none of the other ones. Because, you know, mm-hmm. all these kids got, and we all know, because we all got kids, that, you know, if you got multiple kids, they got, you dealing with, you might have three kids, but you dealing with 12 personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to, like, if he like, well, I ain't fucking with them other eight personalities. I'm just going to fuck with these three right here, and which is only one damn kid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you know. Cause my thing is you got to interact with all kids. Now, the problem comes, now, if you don't, but then also you got to know your kids too. If you got a kid that you don't constantly resist, mm-hmm. no matter what, that kid is mm-hmm. going, he or she's just resisting. You can't get mad. You can't be like, you know, you don't really love my child. Well, hell, what more can I do? I mean, I'm trying to be around a motherfucker. Yeah, all this motherfucker, he's talking about my mom or my daddy. I don't like every chance that kid get, all he's talking about or all she's talking about is how much he or she dislikes that other one. Then you got to, so at some point, you got to sit your kid down like, look here, motherfucker. This is what it's gonna be.
Mhm.
You know, that's just my opinion on it, because these kids, when they know that they can get, hey, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna tell you, mine is a motherfucker. When they knew it was some shit that they could do to get, man, shit, them motherfuckers would play Mama versus Daddy all day long. So just imagine if you was a step parent.
Mm-hmm.
Not when they wanted something. You ain't have a snowball chance in hell. So, I mean, I think you have to read the sign.
Well, I'll tell you like this, man. True story. My daughter's mother had two kids before we had our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved those two little girls. I really did. Anytime I took my daughter,
really?
I took all three of them. All the time. I really did.
Y'all ain't listening to these context clues.
Look,
mm-hmm. He did. Pass it.
No, I'm saying. Listen. I still care for
okay.
them. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
because to care.
This is something that I regret this to this day. I kind of cut those two off because of the bullshit that me and their mama was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret that to this day. I truly, truly do. I truly regret that. Because of the bullshit she put me through, I stopped fucking with the other two babies. when I shouldn't have did that. I hate myself for that because now I don't have a relationship with neither one of them now. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, hey, how you doing? And that's it. But when they were little, it was totally different. So I don't know. I blame myself. I want to blame their mom. I always try to, you know, tell myself that it was her fault that the shit turned out the way it did. But I blame myself for that, man.
So are you saying your anger wouldn't allow you? So you're saying you did love them, but your anger for her got in your way and wouldn't allow you to continue to
Exactly. That is, I couldn't put it a better way. And I hate myself for that to this day.
But
I hate myself
okay,
for that
and I will give you that, dog. At least you were bad enough to admit that. But I mean, you know, my thing is like, you know, you do know that you probably fucked them kids up in a way, like, cause it's like okay. This motherfucker was damn near our daddy. I mean, we looked at him like daddy, and he just walked away.
That's true. That's why I hate myself for it, man. I hate myself to this day for that shit. I truly do, man. That is one regret that I have. I don't regret a lot of shit I've done in this world, but I do regret that. I hate myself. Every time I, because they're beautiful. They're beautiful ladies, man. Every time I look at a man, I kick myself every fucking time.
Have you expressed that to them?
They are gorgeous.
No. You know. Nope. In my eyes, it's never too late.
Nope.
So have you expressed that to them?
Yeah.
You might want to do that.
That
so
little one. Shit, she might try to stab me for saying some shit like that. That she hate me for with a passion. The middle one. She fucking hate me.
I mean, but you ain't set her down and explained it either.
But that might be why she's holding on to all that anger that you left them.
The anger that you had, she now has.
Yeah.
And see, I understand what you're saying.
I don't even know how to start that conversation. Huh?
And I said I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, though, and I ain't saying you per se, but that's why a lot of men get a lot of bad raps, man, because us as men, we argue, we get into these arguments with these women, then we fuck around and we take it out on the kids, you know? Because it's fucked up when we do that. And it's like, all right, we take down these kids. These kids ain't do shit. These kids don't deserve this argument or for us to walk away from them. But then, like, in my case, my daughter, she has an older brother. And, you know, I couldn't stand her. I couldn't stand the mama. But that was my little dude. But the crazy part about with me and that situation was it was just the opposite. She wouldn't let me get close to him anymore. I mean, she would like literally tell him he couldn't talk to me or anything. Like, no, you can't talk to him.
But that's different, and that's what I was going to say. You know, if the woman is or the significant other is preventing you from seeing the child, then, you know, ain't really too much you can do about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But it was a hurting feeling. It was a hurting feeling because, you know, I'm like, man, you know, I'm trying to teach little boy how to throw the football, everything. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you know, you know I'm trying to teach him about wrestling. You know, I'm trying to teach and this is like, me and her weren't even an item like that, but I got so attached to the little boy, you know. And then she had another son who didn't live with her, you know. But whenever he came around, hell, he got to school, And they asked him, well, what's your mom's name? He'll say his mom's name. What's your dad's name? He didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, you know, and like, I still have a good relationship with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. I still have a good relationship with the boys. You know, when we see each other, we sit down, we talk. You know, it's like, you know, but then it's like we get in situations, you know, and like I said, Tom, it take a real man to admit that, you know, I did the shit out of spite or whatever, or I was just that angry. But yeah, that like really fucks us over. Like, and motherfucker be like, he ain't shit, or, you know, they ain't shit. But it's like, you know, shit. Some of that shit is kind of hard to get past, Tom. So I ain't gonna sit there and say you just a dog, dirty motherfucker for it. But you know, I think at some point you need to talk to that kid, especially that middle one, the one you said that had so much anger. So, because I agree with the ladies that, you know, some of that shit comes from you.
I'm not disputing that. I said, I hate myself for letting that shit happen. But my thing is, I don't even know how to start that conversation, bro.
You just started.
Pull the
band-aid
off.
Dinner.
Yep.
Invite them to dinner. Brunch, lunch.
Right.
Along
you,
with
you
your
just
daughter.
Started.
Yep.
Say that again.
I mean, because
you just go for it.
Did someone say how old are they?
I mean,
no,
but,
I said along
I mean,
with your daughter.
If you
oh.
feel like, I mean, if you really like, honest, I mean, and I believe that when you say it, that you're honest, you really feel like that, man, do something. I mean, shit, just do it. I mean, and it'd be, in all honesty, you in a situation where you can do it because, it's a fact, I mean, you know, there's no significant other right now to say, well, are you trying to get a bond with them? You know, you're single. I mean, shit, what's stopping you?
Mm-hmm. That's my next question. How does that affect the significant other when you have relationships with your ex's last kids? You're more, or even hypothetically, you're more attached to your ex's kids than you are my kids.
Mm-hmm. I think you would have to probably look at your kid. You know what? In a lot of cases, look at yourself. You know, a lot of people don't want their kids to get attached because of the baby daddy or the baby mama. Well, you know, they gonna trip if you get real attached to them and this, that, and the other. So a lot of, and I find this more so in the women than the men. A lot of women don't want their kids to get attached to no other man because in fear of how the baby daddy gonna react.
I can concur with that.
Wow, is that true?
I don't. I ain't never did that, but. Yeah, it's probably a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah, and I'm saying, it's like, you know, you have a few that be like, you know what, if he ain't here, fuck him. But you have a lot of, I mean, I didn't see, and I, like I said, I ain't being funny, but I didn't see dudes. I didn't see dudes that literally don't give a fuck what they kid. You can ask, hey, man, what grade your kid is? Shit, I don't know. Shit. Third or the sixth, one of them. Shit, I don't know. He's between third and sixth grade. But then,
third or the sixth,
right? He's with one of them. But let her have that motherfucker move in. Oh, then I'm finna kill this bitch. This bitch got that motherfucker, and he always a punk motherfucker. But damn, dog, he been there 6 months to get your kid before you even knew he was even there. But he the punk motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Nah, dog, you the punk motherfucker because you didn't let this motherfucker sit there. You ain't even know he was there for 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even know he was there. Then you finally go get your kid.
And they
you
said
what?
Them as fast. I said, then they started using the kids as fast.
Right, right. Now you want to come get the kid. And the first thing to come out their mouth is, Kevin, if that motherfucker, touch you. Motherfucker, I'm about to touch you. I don't want to hit your kid. I want to bust you in the motherfucking mouth. Because I've been taking care of your kid for the last 6 months. I mean, think about it. When you really don't, I mean, think about it. I mean, ladies, help me out with this. Now, if a motherfucker, you've been with a motherfucker, and you can honestly say, like, man, like, you know, you've heard, okay, you know what? I'm going to change this question because this is another question I want to know from y'all. You get with a guy, and this motherfucker don't say shit about his kids. He don't say shit about his kids. You and him been together like 8, 9, 10 months. You ain't never heard nothing about his kids. You ain't never heard nothing. No, seriously. How do y'all feel like this motherfucker's a good daddy? Or he's gonna be a good daddy? Not saying y'all per se, but I know y'all know some motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all think this motherfucker's gonna be a great dad? Why would you want to create a family with this motherfucker when, I mean, this motherfucker, man, when you first met him, you know, he like, you know, yeah, I got three kids, you know. All right, cool. But you ain't heard this motherfucker saying, well, shit, you know, what was you at? Shit, I was over there. Shit, I was at my boy crib. I was here. I was there.
You
want me to tell you how simple-minded females are? I can change him. That's what it all boils down to. I can change him. He's going to be different with mine.
And actually, some of them don't want them to be seeing their previous kids anyway.
To be honest,
they're like, oh, he's good. He's through with them. A lot of them be like, oh, good, he's through with them. So we can start a new life.
and that's very true. And that makes you look at the character of the woman. How do you disown one half of him, but it's okay for him to be an excellent father to yours?
Exactly.
Wrong too.
Exactly. But that's how they
think. You know what women's mistake is? You know women's. I don't know why women do this shit, but why would you fuck with a dude that don't do shit for his kids, but then you turn around and have kids with him?
That's
just answer
retarded. That. They think they can change a man. Oh, you know, I'm not like her. And oh, you know, this, that, and the other. And he's going to be different with me. We're going to have the best life. Yeah, what the fuck ever.
If he don't take care of his first kid,
in that
he
situation.
Ain't going to take care of the other ones. Why? How do you
think
you're special?
That is not fucking true.
Yeah, it's not true, though. Now, it does
that
happen.
That is not true. That shit happens.
They'll go through 4 kids and then get to that 5th one and be the best father ever. I've seen
ever.
It.
That's crazy. That's
the first boy don't say that.
Yeah,
the first four don't, but I mean, it happens every day.
Yeah.
And you even have the ones that don't be daddies to their kids, but will be daddies to their kids.
To somebody else's kids. Yeah. Sure will.
And here's another one that fucks me up. You have a kid with a motherfucker. He don't take care of that kid, but you turn around and have another kid with him. Duh. If you don't take care of the first one, what the fuck make if you gonna take care of the second one?
Okay, check this out. I actually asked this question and me and my friends have this associate
who had a child by a man who, you know, one chick, but she wanted another baby. And her logical answer was, I already know what the fuck he about, and I already know he ain't gonna do shit. Why give myself the headache of another one when I can just deal with one?
That is some fucked up ass logic. That is so ignorant. She should slap herself for thinking that shit.
Now, with that being said, it's illogical to me, and I didn't have those issues when I had my kids. But I can't imagine dealing with two. I right hand of God, I can't imagine dealing with two of the one I got right now. I will be in a fucking rubber padded room somewhere. Yes.
Your kids got the same dad, all of them?
I only got two, but yes.
No, that's a good thing.
I salute myself for that, but nonetheless.
I want all my kids by the same person. Luckily, we only had one.
Well, okay, as I said, I can't imagine dealing with two retarded motherfuckers, but with that being said, if I could do it over again and know what I was, I might would have tried to have Sarah with somebody else and hope I got a, you know, another turnout.
But if you know he was fucked up when the first one came along, why have another one with him? That doesn't make any sense.
He wasn't fucked up with the first one. There were some red flags that I should have seen, don't get me wrong. But he wasn't fucked up completely, I guess you want to say.
So he was taking care of him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were still in a full-blown relationship all the way to the, you know, things got rocky, you know, around the time Sarah came along, whatever. But, yeah. I probably should have not had Sarah. should have been, you know, on some birth control or something. Because things were turning bad at that point. But nonetheless, I didn't think I was going to get what I got.
So let's say he had another child when y'all were, you know, prior to y'all even getting together. You know, this is a child he already had, you know, and now you've been with him, let's say, 10, 12 years. And, of course, you probably incorporated that child into y'all life and y'all relationship. But now y'all break up, right? You start a new relationship. But to you, that's still your daughter. You see what I'm saying? Say it's a girl, that's still your child, right? How do you feel if the new guy that you're dating, I'm not going to say really dislikes her, but because she constantly wants you back with her daddy, you see what I'm saying? It causes friction. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Those damn complex ass questions.
My life is complex.
Like, shit, you just put a motherfucker in a rock and a hard spot.
You know what? you know what? As a man,
yeah,
I would have a problem with that. I'm not gonna lie.
Because
if you constantly, I mean, every time you see this little boy, this little girl, they tell you how much they daddy miss you. Yeah, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't want you around the kid no more. I'm just being straight up. I got an issue.
But like you said,
I mean,
like,
every time
this
little motherfucker come around.
But
my daddy
can't
walk
out on her.
What?
You can't tell
you
me
can't walk
to not
out on
talk
her
to her. I can't just walk out on her like that. Then I would be wrong for that.
I understand
then I would
that.
Be, I would be looked at like everybody
else. But I will just let you know up front, I have a problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you got to cut this relationship off, but every time this little kid come around, he's talking about, my daddy told me to tell you he missed you. And I'm standing right there.
They ain't
okay,
standing in your face.
So my
yeah,
question
you know,
is,
these
do
little
you...
kids, you don't know?
Have you explained to her, you know, that's in the past and we can't go back, and the reasons why, and it's unacceptable to have those type of conversations?
Yeah, some.
I mean,
somebody better have
adult.
A conversation with this little motherfucker.
Okay,
this
well,
is not
as
a
an
child
adult.
I'm talking about. I'm not talking about it. She's not a kid. She's an adult.
Okay,
and
well, this
I'm
young
not
woman.
Say,
whoa, hold on. You said adult as in grown?
Yeah, because I've been with her since she was 7. And so now she's like 26,
27. Oh, that's cool. I can cuss her ass out. Get the fuck up out of my house.
Oh, wow.
I'm right with that bullshit. Tell your daddy to kiss my motherfucking ass.
When did y'all break up?
That's totally different.
She don't do it anymore, but this she was doing that like when we first, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, to me, I felt like that was normal for her to feel like that. Because, you know, they probably start to feel like, okay, now I'm about to lose her too. And so they try their best to try to keep y'all together or keep that connection or something like that. But, you know, I think I just kind of proved to her that, you know, no matter if we not together or not, I'm not ever going to leave you. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be there. And I think after she realized that, she stopped. You know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck the kids.
Well, you know what?
Okay, so how do you take it when you are in a relationship for 12, 13 years and you build this bond with this said child and y'all break up and they no longer want a relationship with you, but they loved you while y'all were together?
Fame, though, you just love what you could do.
Mm-hmm. Then they didn't really care about you then, if that's the case.
Man, fuck them kids. I'm saying, fuck them kids.
Oh, yeah,
I'm tired of these. Look here, fuck these kids. These kids, they've been put on this earth to ruin every goddamn thing. All they do, ruin shit. No, I'm serious. I'm telling you, that's what they are doing too. Destroy us.
Oh,
make
no,
us old.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, the kids are the devil. That's all they are, the devil.
Oh, my God.
Ain't no good kids out here. Oh, fuck all these kids. For real, these kids ain't shit.
Well, I'm not
they
saying
do shit.
TSA, TSA, that is his opinion. That is not the opinion of Sin City Radio. That's his personal opinion. We don't
ain't
say
my personal
kids.
Opinion.
That's just him.
Hey,
no,
my
like
personal opinion, because I guarantee you, it's a lot of motherfuckers sitting out here right there in radio land right now listening, saying, yeah, fuck that. I'm just saying the shit that motherfuckers want to say. Man, look, okay.
I don't know about fuck the kids, but they do make shit difficult. But
man, fuck them kids, shit. You sitting there, you trying to be extra polite, nice, and Mama. Huh?
Now what you gonna do?
Tell me some shit like that. Fuck with your mama.
All right.
What you say?
Yeah, right. Shit. Fuck them. Man, I'm not backing down. Look here, man. I ain't backing down no kids no more. Fuck that being polite. You know what? Being polite to these motherfuckers ain't got us nowhere but a headache. Motherfucker. I don't know why. Don't nobody like you anyway. Your mama do. Every time she take this big. Now get on the sand.
Really?
Child, this is hell.
You call it what you want. Next motherfucker get to talk. Oh, well, you ain't my daddy. Oh, shit, hell no, I am. Shit, that motherfucker ain't. He ain't just can't even live. So, yeah, I'm just like you. I ain't taking care of your ass.
Oh. Why you fucking the kids up worse?
Fuck the kids. I'm the only one to feel like this.
I'm gonna pray for you.
Motherfucker gonna make an anonymous page on Facebook talking about fucking kids. Who printed that? Man, fuck them kids, y'all. For real. Let's throw it all together. Fuck them kids.
Well, I ain't got no worry about it. Not my youngest son. I'm done. He just graduated. So.
Congratulations. Now tell him, fuck him. Get your ass out. Fuck you, nigga.
He leaving next week. So.
Okay.
I wish to grow up like y'all.
No.
No,
Janine, this is what you
like
tell him. This is what you tell him, Janine. When he, the day he get ready to leave, mama, I love you. You know what? Fuck you. You didn't put me through hell. Fuck you. I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah. You cannot say things like that because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Playfully or not, you cannot say things like that.
Yeah, all right.
I guess don't nobody hear my motherfucking question.
We didn't hear you.
No, we didn't hear your damn question. We saw.
I said, where's he going? Where's he going?
Oh, he going to the Army.
Oh, okay. Shit, that's a good spot.
That's if they kill your motherfucking ass.
Fresh out of school. Go to the motherfucking service. You ain't gonna never get laid off. You always gonna have a motherfucking check. You always gonna eat, and you always got a place to sleep.
Yep.
Okay. I would be drinking a glass of wine with that motherfucker, mama. Yeah, bye. Get the fuck out. You ain't left yet. Call that goddamn recruit to see what time he's picking you up. Let them have your ass, and let them. You know what? Fuck you. And when you call me, you better call me and tell me you love me after you finish boot camp.
Damn.
Ain't no more on Xbox or PlayStation than boot camp.
No, it's not.
No, that's not. That's not gonna happen. That you ain't playing no PlayStation. Alright, y'all, we gotta get ready to get up out of here, man. Shout out, sis. I mean, damn. Shout out to Gainesville. Appreciate the love, my man, Stanley. Always. That's my dog, man. Years we go back, man. That's my man. All right, man, we got to get up out of here, man. We got about a minute. Janine, give some last words.
Some last words that I have. Good night. Y'all have a good evening, and I will be here next week.
That's what's up. Delightful. Last word.
Interesting show tonight. You know, it's always a pleasure to have conversation with you elders. I'll see you next week.
That's what's up. At least we ain't sucking our thumbs. Mick, you still here? All right, what you got, dog?
Man, fuck them kids.
From the words of a cheater.
What?
I'm not fucking with you.
I don't know what that's all about, but thank everybody for calling.
I don't know.
Thank everybody for listening to us on internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night. Shout out to my man, Stanley. All right, y'all. We out of here next week.